You're listening to Broad Topics with your hosts, Laura, Joan, Kelly, and Jillian, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, you know what? We're going to call now a guy by the name of Paul Preston. He knows a lot about street performers. He did
buskers.
Buskers. He did an entire short documentary called Superheroes, We Work for Tips. This is about those buskers on Hollywood Boulevard in front of the Grauman's Chinese Theater
who dress up. Are they slightly insane?
As superheroes. We're going to find out right now. Let's get him on the line.
I love those people.
Work
Some
magic
of them
phone.
Some make me nervous.
Well, yeah. They're ill-fitting costumes.
Well, they're usually too baggy, so they can't even show a superhero package.
And they usually have them tied up with string in the back so that it fits.
It's like a Halloween costume from when you were five.
It's ringing, but nothing is happening. Hello?
I hear something.
Paul, you're on the air with Broad Topics. How you doing?
Outstanding. What's going on? I'm doing well, thanks.
Outstanding.
Before we begin, we need to know, do you know what a busker is?
What a busker is?
He should know. I thought this was his word.
Yeah. No.
How did you find this out?
Busks?
A busker. A busker is from the British. They come up with all these wacky words. It means a street performer.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Are you fascinated? You learned something new tonight, see?
How did you learn that?
Well,
that's the question.
Well, I'm going to run right off to England.
You should. Now tell us a little bit. You made a documentary called Superheroes, We Work for Tips, which is, by the way, the best title ever. And tell us a little bit about the film. What's it about?
Street performers who work for tips.
What's that?
I said street performers who work for tips.
Yeah.
Yes, buskers.
Buskers.
Yes.
For tips.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They, one of my first jobs out in Hollywood, I'm not too proud to say, was doling out tickets for live TV show tapings.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I know those guys.
So you hung out there with those people.
We would always gather where the tourists are, and so did these people. And once upon a time, in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles was like home to the legends of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. There'd be guys out there dressed like Elvis and Marilyn Monroe and Humphrey Bogart.
Guys dressed out there as Marilyn
began,
Drag queens.
That superheroes showed up.
They always need to come to the party.
And so Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and all these people began to just show up. And again, with just about as much skill level as one who would dole out tickets for a TV show taping, they did nothing. And they got their photos taken, and you give them a tip. They can't ask for tips.
Oh. They can't request?
No.
Or can they actually go... I'm sorry?
They'll get in trouble.
Yeah. I think we're going to echo
they
there.
They go onto the property of Grauman's.
Oh.
They go into Grauman's courtyard or anything like that.
Hey, Paul, can you do me a favor? Can you turn off your internet? We're getting a little echo. Are you listening to the internet? Is it on?
I am not.
Oh.
Well, then we're just having a bizarre echo for no reason. Continue.
Never you mind.
Go figure.
I didn't think that they could
ask
for money.
These guys made a career out of it. They go out to Hollywood Boulevard dressed like superheroes, and passing tourists will take pictures and tip them whatever they feel. They say, we accept tips, and then you give them whatever you want.
So they can say that. They can say.
I've never heard of Superman made $500.
Whoa.
Wait, say that again. On one day?
Wow. Yeah, that's the best day ever that I've heard of.
Now, they can say we accept tips, but they can't ask for tips. So they can...
they can't say, give me $20.
They can hint. Like, after somebody says, oh, please, can we have a photo? They can say, and by the way, we accept tips. Hint, hint.
Yeah, they can't say $5 for a photo.
Yeah, the kids would consider themselves more established. I just call them kids.
That makes you sound very old.
They find themselves most established out there, Superman, and then... before you take the picture, you say that we work for tips. Is that okay?
Oh.
And then they'll take the picture, and then the people usually who take the picture know, well, then I got to dig in and give them a buck.
So. Right.
Here's my question to you, Paul. Have you ever been around when the Superman who is most popular, in comes Superman number two, and there's a showdown?
I have not. But I haven't been around when that's happened. I haven't had that Doc Brown sort of time-space continuum breakdown. But, yeah, I've heard about it. And
What happened?
I know for a while there was a Spider-Man who appears in the documentary, and then another Spider-Man would come around, and this guy was just apparently hammered all the time.
Oh.
I want that Spider-Man.
Yeah, so you had the low-rent Spider-Man and the drunk Spider-Man.
Hey!
It always required adjectives to describe all of them.
Now,
the
was the...
Marilyn Monroe with bad teeth, Hispanic Elvis, etc.
So. Now, low-rent as opposed to drunk... the low rent, does his costume fit right? Does he?
I've seen the ones that don't. Fitting,
or is that the baggy one?
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
Sweatpants. Underoos.
The guy actually who was drunk had a better outfit.
Yeah. I've seen the underoo ones.
Yeah, it's 10-year-old at a slumber party.
But Superman prided himself on wearing boots and cape and belt from the films.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
And I think later on he upgraded to even a full suit that was used in the film. I mean, this guy, his living room is a museum for Superman.
Oh,
so,
wow.
And then that's in the film, too. There's a wide shot of, or a long pan across his room. And when you see it, you're like, wow, this is a pretty incredible room devoted to Superman. That's his living room.
Oh.
And he just keeps on collecting stuff and gathering stuff and everything having to do with Superman, he ends up with it. So,
is he crazy?
Now I think he's full head to toe, legit costume.
Wow. I mean, I have seen some.
Say for most of
them. I've seen some that look pretty together, but for the most part, I see them on their cell phones, you know, making phone calls and like completely out of character. But you know what I'm saying?
How dare they?
I know. But I'm fascinated with the number of people that perhaps get their photos taken and don't give them a dime, and how do they respond to that? And
I think, again, I talked to four of them. One, I think now, this was 4 years old, this documentary, and one of them is no longer doing it.
They died.
One of them actually may no longer be doing it. So they didn't have the wide variety of stories, but Superman, once again, I should say his name is Chris Dennis, and you know, he prides himself on the whole Superman thing. He's got business cards, you know.
Of course.
He would talk about that, and he would simply brush it off. You know, he'd say, no big deal, the next person will give me something. You know, but he had developed being sort of a senior superhero, mm-hmm. I guess, out there.
The pro.
The code. You know, the code of sorts revolved around him. He had the way to go about it. So, you know, he would just not make a big deal about it. He would try and quell situations where someone would be disruptive or would be walking around with their Elmo head in their hand, smoking a cigarette.
Oh.
You know, and he'd be like, hey, wait a second now. Come on, they're kids and all that. So
he was sort of like
ringleader.
The boss man.
Yeah.
Now, did you find that these people were generally consummate professionals or that they were generally a little crazy?
Think about it.
The key word there is generally. I would say they're professionals in a crazy profession.
Huh. Do they need to have permits or anything? Or can they just show up?
I was always surprised that people would dress like Mickey Mouse and Goofy directly across from the El Capitan Theater. Mm-hmm. I mean, if anyone's got a team of lawyers bigger than a small town in upstate New York that shuts down intellectual property being abused, it's Disney.
Right.
And still, you go down there and you'll see Mickey and Minnie hanging out.
Yeah.
Making your dollar.
And that's
DC and Marvel, I think they just kind of laughed it off. I think they kind of said, they're not hurting anybody. No big deal. You know, plus they would show up at Comic-Cons.
See, I'm just thinking out loud as my next job opportunity, so I'm just trying to get the facts straight before I show up.
Are you going
to
be a Power Ranger?
What would you be, Joan?
Oh, you know, the possibilities are endless. If anybody has any suggestions...
We'll have a vote on it.
All right.
We're going to get me a new laugh and you a new superhero.
A new superhero.
All right.
Paul, did you ever have to dress up to go down there and try it out for your film? Did you ever go and experience what it was like?
But, no, I did not. But inspired by the film, my friend George went down there as the Riddler.
The new Riddler? The Heath Ledger Riddler?
He's like, I'm going to go see what I can make. And he made like $20 in 8 hours and he was done. He's like, forget it.
Oh really?
God. You really have to hustle.
Yeah.
So where can we look at your film? Where can we see it? Can we get it?
Well, you know what? I need to repost it online. back when I first made it, I took it to a couple of festivals and caught the eye of iFilm. iFilm.com, I think, is long since gone. But Spike, the TV station, has taken over iFilm. So if you go to Spike.com and just search Superheroes We Work For Tips, it should come up like a horribly compressed version of the video. and it's had about 40 Bandicoot, whatever. Down there is the classic characters. And then it moved on to superheroes. And now it's just whoever. You know, you'll see the Scorpion King.
Ooh.
Neo.
Wow.
Neo. Oh, I like Neo. You know, that's a good idea. And the, yeah, and the Heath Ledger Joker would be a great one.
I'm going to go as a super nanny.
I like it. Thank you, Joe.
I bet you'd be the only one, so you might as well.
Hey, see, I'll make some money.
Hey, Paul, I think you should do like a 4 years later and do like a 5-minute addendum to it. You know, like what happened to the ones that aren't there and if Superman's still going.
Or if he jumped off a cliff and found he could not fly.
And who is now the new ringleader?
Right.
I have shot some stuff in that respect. I interviewed Chris after Chris Reeve died. Talked to him about Superman Returns. I haven't talked to him since Superman Returns opened, but there was also a Blade down there who was a really interesting guy, dressed like Blade, and he was an interesting character that I always wanted to return to because he was getting paid by the Hollywood Wax Museum to hand out flyers dressed like Blade, so he had a job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what these other guys are doing down here asking for money. I mean, I get paid.
Hey.
So that was kind of a neat angle to hear him talk about how he was working.
Yeah.
And, of course, the other superheroes thought they were working, too. They were really just sort of, as the guy puts it in the film, doing a peculiar form of panhandling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, with the unemployment rate.
Original to L.A.
Yeah.
The unemployment rate the way that it is right now, I think.
We'll see.
Some
we'll
very
all be out there.
Characters out there.
Well, Paul, thanks for letting us call you and talk about your film. Once again, if you want to find it, go look on SpikeTV.com. Is that the case? And it's called Superheroes Will Work For Tips?
Superheroes, We Work For Tips. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, thank you, and that's Paul Preston again. Thanks for letting us call you, and we wish you luck on the sequel. We can't wait
to
see it.
Looking forward to it.
That's right. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks much.
Get
to
work.
These guys are fascinating. You watch the film, you start to get addicted to everything they're doing. You start looking for them in movies that are shot on Hollywood Boulevard. It's fun. They're a crazy crew.
Wait. Awesome.
Cool. Well, thanks for letting us call you, Paul. Take care. Bye-bye.
So excited.
Bye.
I'm totally going to go watch that tomorrow on my computer.
You have to watch it.
Yeah,
it's great.
I'm going to watch it, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it first, Kelly.
Ugh,
me first.
Fine, then. Call me when you're done. I'll be second.
Then you can go.